From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Irma continuing its move toward the U.S. state of Florida. Heavy rains, powerful winds with it. President Trump spoke to the nation about what's happening in the state of Florida.
In times such as these, we see the strength and the resolve of the American spirit, and we see the kindness and courage of our people. With gratitude for our first responders and prayers for those in the storm's path, America stands united, and I mean totally united.
Crossing the Caribbean, Irma left at least 23 people dead, catastrophic destruction everywhere. Among the island's hardest hit was Barbuda, which was virtually flattened. This woman was in neighboring Antigua and just arrived back in London.
The hurricane itself was like being in a nightmare, and it was just horrible because the outcome wasn't actually as bad as other islands, so I don't even want to imagine what the other people felt.
Yeah.
I was saying to Tanai, the wall's shaking, and she said, Rochelle, stop being over the top. And I said, no, touch the wall, it's shaking, and the wall was shaking.
We didn't know what was going to happen.
Back to Florida, where some 7 million people have been asked to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma's arrival. Highest sustained winds now 230 kilometers per hour. Also in the news, North Korea has marked the 69th anniversary of the founding of the nation. There were ceremonies and fanfares as the international community watched for another potential missile threat. Also, Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire that will be starting today in order to allow the humanitarian aid to come into the country. Violence has left 400 people dead. Thousands of Rohingya have gone to Bangladesh. This is VOA News.